It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
You're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Yeah, welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. If this is your first time of joining us, I would like to welcome you. And if you're wondering what we're doing here, this is the time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. Let's call it our own personal devotion. So I want to welcome you. And if you are here, you've come with a heavy heart, a burdened heart. You're lost, depressed. You're sad. You have all those worries on your heart. I would like to let you know that you're in the right place because God has a word for you today. So I'd like to specially welcome you. And if you're frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell everybody that it's time for our devotion. But before we go into the word for today, our day is never complete without our Thanksgiving. So if you're excited to be alive this morning, I want you to take a second of your time. If you'd like to sing, sing. If you'd like to shout, shout. If you'd like to dance, dance. Just do everything to let God know that we are grateful this morning. I'd like to sing, but we don't have all day. But Lord Jesus, to you I ascribe all glory, honor, and adoration. Lord, we love you and we cannot emphasize how much every single day means to us. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you're welcome. Today is Monday, the 26th day in the month of August 2024. And we'll be looking at a topic that says, Envy Destroys. Envy Destroys. Our hymn for today is Hymn 31, Yield Not to Temptation. Hymn 31, Yield Not to Temptation. Our memory verse today will be taken from Proverbs chapter 14, verse 30. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 30. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 30. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from Galatians chapter 5 from verse 19 to 21. Galatians chapter 5 from verse 19 to 21. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, rivalries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. The manual says, the most dangerous thing about envy is that it opens up the heart to many evil things. Anyone who allows envy into his or her heart is only a few steps away from abhorring many other evils. Cain did not have any intention to murder his brother until envy came into his heart. They must have been very close, but the day envy crept into his heart, it opened up the door to the thought of murdering his brother. In the book of Numbers chapter 16 from verse 1 to 33, Korah and his group rose up against Moses because they envied his position and were swallowed up by the earth. When you see someone with something that you would like to have, rather than envy them, be happy for them. Romans chapter 12 verse 15 says, rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. If someone is doing better than you in business, ministry, or whatever, don't envy them. Rejoice with them instead. Yes, you may feel a little envious at first, but the danger comes when you allow that envy to linger and grow in your heart. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. We can see that in James chapter 3 verse 16. According to the scriptures above, envy is a partner to strife, and where they exist, there will always be evil. This is why you shouldn't allow any feeling of envy to linger and take root in your heart. The moment you catch yourself feeling envious of a fellow, work on your mind to expel that envy by replacing it with joy. To work on your mind, you can ask God to help you not to feel envious. You can also start praying for that fellow, because it will really get the devil angry as he is pointing out things you should be envious of. But instead of getting envious, you are praying for the fellow. It will stop trying to get you to be envious after that. If you allow envy into your heart, you are opening the door for destruction. The book of Proverbs chapter 14 verse 30 says, a sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy and rottenness of the bones. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy, the rottenness of the bones. Guard your heart against the poison called envy. It leads to destruction. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, Father, please kill every form of envy in my life in Jesus' name. Father, please kill every form of envy in my life in Jesus' name. Pray this prayer with all your hearts, because your future might just be depending on this prayer. Father, please kill every form of envy in my life in Jesus' name. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. If this Open Heaven has blessed you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody, you also like somebody to be a partaker of this Open Heaven today, you can share. How can you do that? By visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. click on the podcast, click on the Open Heaven, click on any of the messages you would like to revisit or share with somebody. Copy the link, share with somebody today. You might just be saving a soul. You can also join us on our radio station every morning, 7 a.m. GMT. You can join us every morning on www.praisepalaceradio.com or on our radio, on our mobile application, Praise Palace Radio, Play Store and Apple Store. You can download to listen to all our exciting shows for the day. There you would find our schedule for every single show. You can join, you can tune in every time throughout the day just to be enlightened, just to feel the presence of God. It promises to be an exciting moment through the day. So if you like to join us, you can download our mobile application. Please do not turn off that dial because there is an important information after this segment. Stay tuned for that information. But we've come to the end of the show. Please have a beautiful day. You can have a beautiful new week. This far. And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that You are the Son of God. I accept You as my personal Lord and Savior. I give You my past for a brand new future in You. Thank You because I know You have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.